Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Well, you've got 6 months yet before that pomp and circumstance plays, and students march proudly down the aisle of your high school auditorium. Parents cry and congratulate yourselves over what a great job you did raising your kids. I know. Clear the board, screeners, and reset. We will take calls next on this special edition of The Brian Lehrer Show, where only you are the guests from any high school seniors or parents of high school seniors who are putting the final touches on a college essay right now this week. 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. We'll do this for about 10 minutes, and then we'll go on to the final segment of the show today, which is going to be the first ever edition of Brian Lehrer's show, Chat Roulette, where we will match you with other callers to ask each other whatever question you want. But we are well aware of how tough and grueling and nerve-wracking this college essay writing January 1st deadline can be. So give us a call and tell us what the theme of your college essay is. Are there any actual seniors listening right now? If there are, what do you think about this whole application process, the entire way that colleges and universities choose their students? 212-433-WNYC. And by the way, tomorrow we will take calls from college freshmen home for winter break on how the whole thing looks to you with a year of hindsight. But high school seniors or parents, call up, talk about the theme of the college application essay that you perhaps blessedly have already finished, or that you are anxiously putting the finishing touches on now before January 1st. 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. Did it come easy to you? Was it a struggle? Are you trying to write an intellectual think piece that somehow refers to all your extracurricular activities? Or how are you approaching this? Do you think the whole thing is absurd? 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692, like Dylan in Montclair. Hey, Dylan, you're on WNYC. Hi.
Hey, thanks for accepting my call.
Where do you go to school?
Montclair High School.
And what's your essay like?
All right. Well, I wrote a essay about a near-death experience I had while mountain climbing, so it was very personal for me.
Wow.
Yeah. And, I really enjoyed the college writing experience because it, had me reflect that moment, And that's where, it had me reflect it. It was very interesting in that point. And I feel like that's really what's really important.
And what did you actually conclude other than, oh, my God, this happened, I almost died, I survived, I'm happy to be here?
Right. Well, I concluded that, the fact that from that experience, from those emotions that I got, I really understood more, the value of life, from that almost dying. And I kind of, wanted to, show that to the college I applied to, because college is such, a crazy experience. It's, one of the most important moments of your life, and
right.
It's a point in time where a lot of things can happen.
Can I ask you, Dylan, did coming to that appreciation of life through the near-death experience at such an early age, do you think it affected what you want to do with your life or, what you want to major in or go into as a career?
Most certainly. I mean, I've been thinking about it a lot, but I've decided to take a year off before I go to college to travel. I'm hoping to work in Chile on a natural forest reservation, go to Africa, work with documentaries. And it kind of it pushed me to do that. It really did. And I appreciate it for that because I've always had for love to travel, and it made me really understand that I want to, major in international relations and really work globally.
That's really great.
And get into politics and stuff like
just
that.
Just don't see 127 hours, okay?
I saw it already. Oof, that was bad.
Could you handle it?
Yeah, That's the worst part of the spectrum, yeah. I think.
Dylan, good luck. Thanks for your call.
Thank you.
Ariel in Queens, you're on WNYC. Hello, Ariel.
Hi.
So where do you go to school?
I go to Stuyvesant.
And you're hoping to get in where?
Not entirely sure yet.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe a couple of liberal arts schools. Hopefully Rice University, Texas.
Yes, I've seen Rice. Great school. And are you writing basically one essay and then adapting it for the different schools?
Well, I thought that that's what would happen, but I ended up having to write like four or five different essays.
Because they each ask for a different specific thing?
Yeah.
So give me one.
Well, my Common App essay, I'm writing about taking the subway and watching people and having them watch me.
Aha. And what about watching people and having them watch you?
Well, making up their stories and then imagining what they would be, what my story might be through their eyes.
Aha. And so is this in pursuit of an anthropology major or a creative writing major?
Possibly creative writing. I think English literature, probably.
Uh-huh. What do you think about this whole process of doing these essays?
It's ridiculous. I feel like I've been reduced to the sum of my data. I mean, my grades aren't that strong, and I feel like there's more to a person than just their test scores and their grades.
Ariel, good luck.
Thank you.
Nancy in, was it line four you said? Nancy in Wharton, you're on WNYC. Hi, Nancy.
Hi, Brian. How are you?
Good. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you. I'm actually the parent of a high school senior.
Uh-huh.
And he not only had to write essays in November for his December 1st application, but he also is a conservatory applicant for music. So he has to actually go and audition in February through March. So he's actually got a double whammy.
I guess so. And
yeah.
So how do you prepare for that? How do you decide what to audition with?
Well, the schools provide an actual list of repertoire that they have to prepare. But right now, our family is basically, he's going to be a trombone major. And we're listening to a lot of long tone scales and arpeggios. So it's very loud in our house right now.
I guess so. Well, it's probably loud anytime your son practices.
Yes.
And is it classical trombone that he's going for?
Yes, classical trombone, yes.
So they give you the repertoire? He can't just come and play, you know, the piece that he's worked to perfection over the last 2 years?
Nope, he has to play. Well, now he gets to play out of the trombone repertoire. He gets to pick, he has to pick a slow piece and a long piece, but he also has to sight read and he has to play all his scales. So it's quite nerve-wracking because it's about, you have all this, academic stuff you have to do, but then you also have a live application, basically.
Is there, just for the curiosity of music fans in the audience who may be wondering, gosh, I can't think of one piece of standard repertoire that involves the trombone. What would be the classic trombone-featured classical music piece?
Well, right now he's working on the Hindemith. A concerto.
Uh-huh.
So I think there's probably a couple of others, but I'm actually an oboist, so I couldn't really tell you.
Now those would be some interesting duets if you could be heard.
No. Well, actually, oboe's pretty loud, but I don't think I'd be heard much right now.
Nancy, thanks a lot. Good luck to your son.
Thank you.
Isabel in Brooklyn, you're on WNYC. Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Good. You're a senior?
Yeah, I'm a senior in high school, and I actually just finished writing my essay.
And how does that feel?
Oh, it's so relieving. It's not even funny. It's because these essays are like so, they're just so, you need to think so much. Like, it's just
you need to think so much, it's annoying. A lot of life might turn out to be like that. But did it make you think in a good way?
Yeah, because I think the whole point of the essays is to write a really personal piece. So like you have to really get into it. If you can't find an essay topic that the college has that's really personal to you, then you can't really write a great essay. It has to be really personal for you to write the best you can.
So what's yours?
Oh, mine was about, the topic was about how an event in my life changed me and made me, like, kind of a better person. And I wrote about how, I play softball, so mm-hmm. I wrote about how joining a team made me more, made me able to connect with people better, and how it's good to try new things and become, you know, active and stuff like that, and it made me less shy. So I'm more of a people person now.
Good for you. Now, if you wind up ever being interested in an internship at WNYC, we have a co-ed softball team, and we always need good women players. So just keep that in mind, okay?
I kind of actually was going for it's good that I'm becoming more of a people person because I actually kind of want to get into radio. So that's what I want to major in. So
really? Well, good luck, and follow up with us when the time comes.
Yeah.
Isabel, good luck.
Thank you.
One more word from a mom, and it's going to be Mary in Manhattan, who's going to help some of the other struggling moms out there, maybe more the moms and dads of the juniors than the seniors who are finishing up right now. Hi, Mary.
Hi. Sorry, this is actually her daughter, Allie. But
okay. I'm sorry. Hi, Allie.
Hi.
So you're a senior?
Yes, I am. I go to Beacon.
You go to Beacon High School of Manhattan, and you want to tell us what the theme of your essay is?
Sure. I actually wrote about how I learned the importance of storytelling through my many years of listening to the NPR program.
Uh-huh.
Thank you.
Uh-huh. Well, welcome. You're welcome on behalf of the people who actually make this. You mean like StoryCorps and?
Yeah, This American Life, StoryCorps, things like that.
Mm-hmm. Now, I gather that your mom was going to say that that these are good. Or maybe I'm misinterpreting what I'm reading in my screening board here, but that these are good sources of essay themes as well, because something like this, I believe, is about thematic essays, is full of thematic essays of what people believe in, and so they're a good source of finding college essay themes, or was that not the point?
Yeah, that was kind of. After listening to them and people saying what they found made their lives purposeful and satisfying, really kind of helped me to realize that sharing those moments can be beneficial to everyone.
And
I kind of learned that through my school.
What's one that you picked up on, like one NPR moment?
Well, there have been a lot, but
that you used in your essay.
Oh, I didn't use a specific one, but one that I do remember pretty clearly was This American Life, and it was about the relationship between two sisters who were living in California and the many, waves that their relationship went through.
Mm-hmm. All right. Good luck.
Thank you.
Good luck.
Thanks so much.
Good luck.
Bye-bye.
Hope you get into a great school, and you're coming from a great school because Beacon is a great school. All right. Now, listeners, before we break, and then bring those of you who dare in for the first ever Brian Lehrer Show chat roulette. We will keep having you as the guest for part of tomorrow's show as well, and we are now inviting you to vote on our website for which of the following groups you would most like to hear from. We will have a call-in on the most important developments of 2010 from either scientists, social workers, or salespeople. And we're inviting you to cast your vote on our webpage right now at WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show for tomorrow's program. Vote for which of the following you would like to hear most. A call-in on the most important developments of the year from scientists, social workers, or salespeople calling in with developments from their field. Scientists, social workers, or salespeople, you'll see our little voting tool at the Brian Lehrer Show page at WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show and cast your vote. And whichever one you vote in, out of scientists, social workers, and salespeople, we will take calls just from that group for part of tomorrow's show on the most important developments of the year for them. But coming up after the break, the question we've been waiting for is the question that you will ask a fellow listener. Because if you dare, we're going to pair you up with another listener and have the first ever edition of Brian Lehrer Show Chat Roulette. You just show up. You'll get randomly paired with a stranger. And we just want you to bring any question that you want to ask anybody else who you don't know who it is, and also be prepared to answer one that is asked of you, and then we'll move on. All right, who wants to play Brian Lehrer Show Chat Roulette? 212-433-WNYC to get in line. 212-433-9692.